Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. You?
Good.
Let's talk about Isaac right away. I always ask you about your little boy, Isaac, my granddaughter's friend. So how is he?
He is great. He's loving the summer, getting into everything, going a million miles a minute, and lots of fun.
And you have him reading, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's in the summer reading program and reading lots of books this summer and enjoying that.
Are a lot of people in the summer reading program?
Yes, we're actually having a record-breaking year this year so far with people that are enrolled and with attendance and things like that, so we're having a really great year.
Well, what I want to really talk about this morning is Phil, because I heard you were doing a fashion contest for Phil, and then I thought, okay, who's Phil? And I didn't realize the library had a pheasant and a mascot, and you brought him with, and that is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Can you explain this?
So we, a while ago, had somebody bring in a taxidermied pheasant to us because he thought that we should have that at the library because people, kids especially, didn't know that the pheasant is the state bird of South Dakota. So he thought we should have that so kids are aware of that. And he just sort of became our mascot. You can't have something in the library that we don't have fun with. So we have dressed him up for almost every holiday. He was a hot dog at Halloween. He dressed up for New Year's and all those things. I do have some pictures of him here with some other things. Here's his tie.
And you got to be careful with him when you're dressing him too, right?
Yes. Yes. But it's fun. The kids like coming in. He had a floaty on last summer. He was ready to go to the pool. So we've had a lot of fun dressing him up. And so this summer, with the theme being art, we thought we would have a fashion contest and have other people show us their inspiration for what to dress him up as.
And yeah, on the top of his head right now, what do you call that?
He has a little wig on, I guess. We were inspired by Bob Ross. So we had a little, we have a Bob Ross picture by him, and we thought he could be painting this summer. And yeah, so he's got a jean jacket and a little Bob Ross hair going on.
Yeah, it looks like some carpet out of someone's basement, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Who named Phil?
I don't know for sure. Probably a combination of the staff, but I also do want to put a disclaimer out there. We aren't normally accepting taxidermied animals, so please don't bring us any more.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up, and maybe you're glad you brought that up too. Yeah. So what about this fashion contest?
So we do have outlines of Phil at the library you can pick up to draw your design on. You could also create something like we have on Phil right now if you would like to design your own outfit or sew something for him. We have his measurements at the library as well if you want to get really serious about it. And we will take entries for the Phil Fashion Contest through July 31st. And then we're going to choose a winning outfit that we will have somebody create for us so that we'll actually have an outfit that we can put on Phil from the winning design.
This has a feel like it's going to be around for a while, like it's going to be a thing for a long time.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly when we got him, but he has worn a lot of costumes over the years. Yeah, so I think he will be with us probably for a long time, and kids love coming in and seeing what his new attire is. So,
all right, we're going to take a photo and put it on Facebook, so make sure to check our page so you can see Phil the Pheasant. And Dana, what a great opportunity to talk about a few other things that are coming up or exciting that you want people to know about.
Yeah, I always love coming in and being able to talk about the library and all we have going on. Summer reading is almost over. It's hard to believe that we are nearing the end of summer reading. It feels like it just started, but we have on Monday, July 21st at 6 p.m., we're going to have a ventriloquist at the library. We haven't had a ventriloquist before, so that's kind of exciting. His name is James Wedgwood, and so that will be a family-friendly event at 6 p.m. And then we do have some Saturday story times this year, which we haven't done before either. So Saturday, July 19th at 3 p.m., we have Mrs. Bergeson doing a family story time. And then the following Saturday, July 26th at 10 a.m., we have Mrs. Callis doing a Spanish story time. So great opportunities on the weekend if you are needing something to do, or if grandparents have grandkids that they're looking for something to do. Those are fun things. And then our finale party for the end of summer reading is going to be Monday, July 28th from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Riverside Park. Lots of fun stuff going on there. Again, we have a petting zoo. We're going to bring back a foam cannon. That's always been a hit when we have that there. Face painting, art projects. So lots of fun there.
More than just books.
More than just books.
You guys do a great job on your Facebook page too. It's a fun Facebook page.
Yes, we have a great marketing team, and our staff at the library are always trying to think of new and creative ways to get people engaged with the library.
What do you hear on a new library? Is that something that's down the road? People are always talking about it. Just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we always have on our wish list. We don't have any definite plans right now, but just something that we're continuing to work towards, looking at fundraising and locations and things like that, but we don't have anything finalized yet. We do have a library foundation board, and that's one of the goals that they're kind of working towards. So if you're interested, you can take part in that. We also are going to have at the September Library Board of Trustees meeting, we'll have a little more information coming about getting some public input on where they think a library should be located if we get a new library going. So look for more information on that.
In the meantime, you're just going to keep doing fun things, educational things, and hopefully people check it out.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Good luck with Phil. Thanks for bringing him in. I think he's looking at me. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he even left you a little note, I think, that you can hang up on your wall. So yeah, he's a good friend to have around.
And you are too, and so is all of your staff. Thank you, Dana, from the Yankton Community Library. Let us know when we can help.
Thank you.